Welcome to the Destination Begin podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Smith. I've lost over 250 pounds. I've started my life over multiple times and managed to find humor, lessons, and joy in the process. And now I'm here, sharing those stories with you. Thanks for joining me. Hi, hi. Welcome to this week's episode. I interviewed Shirley, who I met at Fit Camp, and I'm just going to go right into it, but just wanted a little note. Something happened with my audio toward the end of this interview, so the last few minutes are a little bit harder to hear. I apologize. I'm still learning how to use all of this new software and make a good podcast episode no matter what. So just settle in and enjoy some fun conversation with a really precocious little 8-year-old Shirley Graham. All right. Welcome to the podcast. I have a special guest today, and she's the smallest guest I've ever had, but I think she's probably going to win for the best guest ever on my podcast. I have, well, tell us your name.
Shirley Jane Graham.
We have Shirley Jane Graham with us on the podcast, and Shirley is very, very special. I rarely have people on the podcast. I rarely have people on the podcast sitting in my house. I know Shirley Jane Graham from Miami Beach Fit Camp. She's been a member of Fit Camp for how long?
I started when I was 5. I'm about to be 8, so maybe 3 years.
Yeah, maybe. So tell everyone why you think I might have invited you to be on my podcast.
Because I talk a lot.
Yes, she does talk a lot, but there's more to it than that. Any other guesses? I kind of told you a minute ago.
Nope.
Okay. The reason is that the very first time I met Shirley, she came to Fit Camp with her mom and she wanted to do the movements and actually work out with us, when most of the time kids came and just played on their screens or something or played on the beach. But she had the most energy and the most enthusiasm. And you said something. You said, I love, what did you love on workout one? Do you remember?
No, it was a long time ago. I probably said something like, I love to work out in an island and I love the beach, so this is perfect. I probably said something like
that. Yes.
I probably said something like that.
Just to note, we are recording with 4 dogs in our living room, and so I said we could edit these things out, and Shirley said, no, we should probably just leave the dogs in. So we're going to leave that in. She said, I love burpees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's one of the rare people who likes burpees, probably because she's closer to the ground than the rest of us. All right, well, I'm going to be interviewing Shirley today because I think it's important that we understand the energy and the joy and the light that we all had when we were little kids, and Shirley brings it all in spades. And so I'm just going to ask her lots of different questions, and we're going to have some fun today. So first of all, what's your favorite thing to do, Shirley? How do you like to spend your time?
So me and my brother, we grew up like wrestling. So sometimes I have fun wrestling and sometimes I like dancing and sometimes I'm just really exhausted. So I just rest in bed.
You just rest in bed. What makes you exhausted? What do you do that's so exhausting? What's
school.
Your
school?
School.
Especially on Wednesdays, because before I had one club, I had to wake up super early. Then I had to go to school, do all my tests, go to Miss Park, come back home, and I was just tuckered out.
Tuckered out, yeah. So you have a long day on your days. What time do you get out of bed in the morning?
Usually around 6:30 to 7:30.
Holy buckets. And what time do you go to bed at night?
My parents try and put me to bed at 8, but I stay up much later because I just can't fall asleep.
How long have you lived at the beach?
Since I moved here, which is about 3 years.
That's a good amount of time. You've lived here since you moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, actually. I met Shirley 3 years ago. I've lived here 3 years.
Oh.
Yeah, so we've been basically growing up together. Mm-hmm. So Shirley has an older brother, Luke, and he comes to the beach sometimes too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys buddies? You like to hang out together?
Sometimes, but sometimes we get mad at each other and wrestle.
What? You fight with your brother?
All siblings fight.
No, I've never fought with my siblings. Not even one time.
What?
That's a lie.
What in the world?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, good. I was like, if you did that, that would be so crazy.
No, and sometimes we still fight, even though we're grown-ups. But not like, we don't wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I should try it. No. Next time I get mad at my brother, I should just like knock him to the ground, see what he does.
Probably hit you back.
When you wrestle with Luke, who wins?
Luke, he's 2 years older.
Man. Well, you have a dog that wants your attention. Gustavo. We have Gustavo, Phoebe, Olive, and Mochi. Who's Mochi? You want to tell everyone about Mochi?
That's my dog. She's probably the second craziest.
The second craziest dog?
Yes.
Yeah, I might agree. Gustavo really wants your attention. All right, so when you came to Fit Camp, you came to exercise. How come you like exercise? What do you like about exercise?
I like most grown-ups just think it's good to stay fit, but I think it's good to stay fit. It's fun. And it gets out all my energy.
Yeah, you have a lot of energy.
A lot, a lot, a lot.
I agree.
1,000 more lots.
1,000 more lots. We don't have enough time for you to say a lot 1,000 times, so we'll just say a lot times 1,000.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What have you learned at boot camp? Have you learned any new skills or moves? Or
a bunch. So many I can't even name because I'm bad with memory.
You better work on that, young lady. You like burpees. What do you like about burpees?
No idea. I just, because they're combined of the two exercises that I do. Actually, I have no idea. One thing I do know why I like is because they combine two exercises. I feel like they combine push-ups and jumping jacks.
That's exactly right. I love burpees because at the end of a burpee, you get to throw your arms in the air and I make everybody say yay or woo. Because I don't forget the woo at the top of your burpee.
Woo, yeah. Yay.
It's fun. It's celebratory.
Yeah.
Because, you know, have you ever been sick in bed where you couldn't get out of bed? You were so sick.
Like not really.
You even had like the flu or something?
Well, once I got like a terrible fever. I had it for like a week. Ooh. It was terrible. I had to go to urgent care, I think.
Oh.
No. I went somewhere. I had to go to, like, a doctor's office that was, like, you can go there without having an appointment.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like urgent care. Yeah, so when you're that sick, you don't get to move. You don't get to go and exercise because you're too sick, right?
Yes. Yeah. I could barely put my head up.
Yeah. See? And it's so when we're exercising and maybe we get a little tired, I always like to think about, well, sometimes I'm sick and I can't and I wish I could. And so I'm going to appreciate that I get to do this.
Yeah.
But Shirley knows Roy. Roy ran at kids boot camp for a while. And so he ran boot. So tell me a little bit about Roy. What was your favorite thing about Mr. Roy at kids boot camp?
He always had a positive attitude.
Oh, yes. He does. And you know, here he always does too.
Yeah.
You know who sometimes doesn't have a positive attitude?
You. I just thought, because Gus probably always has a positive attitude.
Yes, he does.
Angry attitude. Yeah. Never know.
I can get a little cranky.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Roy is always like, you know, it's
be
okay.
Happy.
Yes.
Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Remember that being a song.
Yeah, it is a song. And he's actually a really good singer. So sometimes, although I don't know if he's ever sang it to me in the moment, but he's a good singer. What's your favorite song?
I like a bunch of songs.
Okay.
I have like 5.
You want to name one?
I love a lot. I love Lose Control by Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott's one of my favorite artists.
Missy Elliott, wow, you got some game.
My dad, like, I love to, like we said, I love to dance. So my dad gives me songs to dance to. And 2 of them are Missy Elliott. It's Lose Control and Walk It by Missy Elliott.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we need to back up a little bit because I haven't told everyone all about, like, where you came from. So I know your mom, Bonnie, she started coming to boot camp. And then you have a dad, and what's his name again?
Joe.
I remember the first time I asked you about your dad, you told me a couple of things about your dad. Do you remember what they were?
That he's in the Coast Guard and I have to move a lot. That's my guess. I don't know.
So tell me what you think about your dad.
I love him.
He's the best. Why?
When my feet get tired, he picks me up. He's really nice. He's He does a lot of fun things with me. He keeps me safe.
Aww.
And sometimes he keeps me safe by saying I can't do stuff I want to. But at the end of the day, I know that's for the best.
Aww.
But I'm still mad.
Well, that's all right. We can be mad about it and just still take it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you told me that you had the nicest daddy in the whole world. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
She's so nice. And your nicest mom. Now, your mom's sitting right over there, so you have to say nice things about your mom. But I'm sure you can say really nice things about your mom, too, right?
Yeah. She's really nice. Every night before we go to bed, she reads to me and my brother about most nights.
That's so nice.
That's how we got into Harry Potter. She loved it when she was a kid, and then she started reading it for, like, bedtime. And we just got into it, and we love it. Now we're a big Harry Potter fan. Me and my brother, we listen to it over. We know the story, and so good. We help it. We listen to it to go to bed.
That's so great.
Yeah.
It's good. It makes you use your imagination so much. I love Harry Potter, too.
Yeah. And my mom's really nice, too.
Yes, I agree. You know what else I know about your mom? She's a really good dancer.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best dancers. Like, I've gone out with some of the ladies, and I'm not a good dancer at all. I don't really like to dance. Uh-huh. And I'm like, whoa, look at Bonnie. She doesn't move.
She loves, yeah. So me and my mom love to dance.
It's so good. You know, when I have a bad day, or if Rory and I are really kind of crabby, sometimes we don't talk about it. We just turn on a song and we dance. And then we feel so much better.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it's a secret. A lot of people don't know that's a secret life hack. Yes. All right. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I have my life like all planned out.
You do? Well, let's hear it.
So I'm going to become a Marine, and then I'm going to run for president, but I'm not going to quit my job unless I don't make it. And if I do, I'm going to become the first female president of the United States.
I believe you. That's amazing. What's going to be the biggest issue that you change in the world?
Littering. Like environmental stuff, helping people, being nice to people, and like helping the environment. I really want to make Cub Scouts like a bigger thing because I'm in Cub Scouts and I really love it and I really think it helps make the world a better place.
Oh, I love it. Well, that's a great platform. How old do you think you'll be when you're the first president?
In my 40s.
In your 40s. All right. So you have, let's do some math. How long do you have till you're going to be president?
I'm just going to do 40 minus 7 equals, turn to 0 into 10, then minus. I'm going to be 33.
Yeah, 33 years. Excellent.
33 years.
33 years, you'll be president. All right, you heard it here, folks, first.
Maybe, probably 32 years because my birthday's next Friday, so.
You'll be 8. Oh, that's right. So 32 years.
Yes, 32 years.
So you have a lot of time to learn a lot of things.
A lot.
So if you had to give, if you had to tell everybody who's listening some advice, so there's a lot of people that don't like to exercise. It's part of my job is I teach people to exercise, mm-hmm. teach people to change their bodies and get healthier and fitter. And some people really hate it. They just don't like to do it. And that's really hard to start. So if you had to motivate somebody to start and they've never really done it before and they really hate it, what are some things you would tell them?
I would motivate them by making every time they have to do one thing, and if they don't do it, they gotta do a consequence.
Ah.
And then they would want to do it so they don't have to do the consequence.
Uh-huh.
Then they'll start doing it and liking it. Then I'll say, there's no consequence, but if you do it, there's a reward.
Oh, that's so
And
good.
Then they get to like doing it. Then I'll say, you should just do it for fun. And since they got all the training, they will like to do it for fun. That's my strategy.
Well, that's basically the best strategy ever.
Yeah.
Some people are motivated by consequence. Like If you don't exercise, you're going to not be able to walk anymore. So that's a consequence. Yeah. Some people are motivated by reward. Like if you exercise, you'll have more energy and you'll be happier.
No, but like consequence and reward, I mean, like you don't exercise, you get slimed on the head. Like big consequences and like you win $20 every time, every day you do like a full workout.
Well, like
really good consequences and really like really bad consequences, but really good rewards.
Getting slimed on the head would definitely motivate me not. Like I would go and do whatever you told me to do. We should maybe implement that at Fit Camp. Like I'll take a list of everybody that didn't show up and then you and I will go to their house and we'll slime them on the head.
We'll just text them, come to Beach Boot Camp, or I'm coming to your house to slime them. Or you could just come to Beach Boot Camp and slime. You give them the choice.
Yeah. All right, what's the hardest thing you've ever done?
Probably join one club, because I love exercise, but I don't really like to run.
Really?
Like,
why?
We did 3K. Like, I'll do a 3K. I'll do, like, PE, I guess. Yeah, but I don't really like to run that much.
So why did you join run club?
My brother and my mom really wanted to do it, and since my dad would be out of the house because of the Coast Guard stuff, they had to take me.
So you had to join.
Yeah. I just had to wake up so early.
Have you started to like it a little bit?
No, we finished.
Oh, did you end up liking it a little bit?
A little bit, we just usually walked. I walked with some friends. We just walked laps instead of random.
Mm. Did you get better at running though?
I didn't really run a lot because it's just like I like because then I had to go jump into school.
Oh. Mm. So are you gonna do this ever again?
I'm gonna try not to. But my mom might want me to do it again.
Well, that's the fun of being a kid. You don't get to make all the decisions. You have to kind of go along with what mom and dad say, right?
It's the not fun part.
It's the not fun part, but you did it.
Yeah.
Do you have a hero in your life?
I feel like a bunch of people are heroes.
Really?
Yeah, like almost every person I met is a hero.
Really?
Like, you're a hero because you're so fit. My mom's a hero because my mom, my dad, you, Roy, because he's so positive. Like, a lot of people.
You're going to make me cry. That's so nice. Now, I heard you took some acting classes.
Oh, yeah. I take every Monday, and before, I took it every Tuesday.
So what's that like? What did you learn?
I love to act. I'm the drama queen.
Yeah? No, you don't say.
I don't say enough.
What did you learn in acting class?
I learned how to like pronunciate some more words because I have speech, like I can't say R.
It was my sister, it was the same. She couldn't say her R's for a long time and then she learned.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have speech on Thursdays.
That's good. Is that hard?
Yeah, sometimes I guess. There's just one word like jaguar. It's really hard to pronounce. Jaguar. I say jaguar, but she says jaguar. And then I'm like...
Yeah. Well, you just keep working on it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I do.
You're tenacious. Do you know what tenacious means?
No idea.
Tenacious is basically means you never quit. So what's been your favorite thing about living in Miami Beach? Because you moved here from where?
California.
California. And now you've been in Miami Beach for 3 years. What's been your favorite thing about living here?
I love the weather. I love my friends. A lot of things. I love how most of the time, like, I came from, like, two very cold places. I was born in Maryland, moved to California. So everybody's wrapped up in a jacket, me, short sleeves. I just love to wear pants. Even when it's blazing hot, I wear pants.
Oh, yeah.
Me, short sleeves, pants. My teacher, like, you need a jacket, surely. And I was like, I'm fine.
That's so great. I know the weather. You know, I moved here from a really cold place, and I love the weather, too.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And now you're going to be moving again.
Yeah. Moving back to Maryland.
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
I'm really excited, but I'm also nervous. Yeah. And then I'm happy, but I'm sad. And I'm confused, but I'm but I'm understanding. I'm just a lot of emotions.
Oh, yeah. And how do you handle emotions? I'm always curious.
Every Thursday, I have emotional help. I just talk about it with them.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't ever get to do that. And I wish I had, because I didn't know what to do with all my emotions. So you just talk about them.
Yeah.
You give them names. What are some emotions that you like to feel?
Happy. Oh, there's two emotions that are the best when you're reading a book or watching a movie. Excited and nervous. Like, you want to know what happens next because you're really excited, but you're nervous. It's just, I love that feeling.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good book. If you're reading a book and that's happening, what emotion do you feel the most in a day?
I have no idea. Like, happy, I guess.
That's good.
Like, wanting to know what happens next.
Curious, huh?
Curious, I guess.
Curious? That's good.
Curious. What's going to happen next? And then after that, and after that, and after that, and after that, and after that. Well, and 1,000 more after that, I guess.
Well, life is very surprising, so you probably get lots of things to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about food.
Food. Yummy.
What's your favorite food?
I love ribs. I love ice cream.
Ribs?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like barbecue ribs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, ramekins. I had ribs last night.
Oh, tell me before we were recording about your sandwich today.
It was delicious. I went to this place and it had, on my sandwich, it had pineapple, mango, tomatoes, lettuce, cucumber, and I think it was avocado, and it was so good.
That was a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a salad. That sounds amazing.
But it was on, like, a bread that I go, to.
Amazing. Yeah. What else? You told me something else about it. I forget.
Oh, yeah. They gave me a free drink.
Nice.
And my doggy a free drink.
Oh.
But mine was, like, a little tiny smoothie. My doggy was just water. And they give my dog treats. It was just such an amazing place. They gave us bags because we were trying to wrap it up. And then they gave us bags. If we didn't even ask. They were so nice.
That is so nice. All right. So ribs are one of your favorite foods. What else was another favorite food?
Fruits, vegetables.
You really like vegetables?
One fruit, yeah.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Wait, no. Cucumbers aren't
vegetables. Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yeah.
My brother said that they're fruit because they have seeds.
I mean, I think technically they probably could be considered a fruit, but I think they're a vegetable too. I don't know. What do I know?
But I love steamed broccoli.
Really? Most parents have to make their kids eat broccoli, like motivate them with sliming or money. But you like broccoli.
Yeah, like I like it steamed with a little salt and a little better.
This is so great. You are set up for a healthy life, my dear.
Yeah. I'm one of the healthiest in the family.
Really?
And I eat a lot of fruit.
So your favorite, what's your favorite fruit?
Oh, I can't even tell. I love all fruits.
All fruit.
Except is squash a fruit, mama? I don't know. I don't like squash.
Okay, that's all right. You don't have to.
That's one of and I don't like peppers. There's a few things that I say, nope. But overall, I'm a really healthy eater.
That's good. Now, when it comes to not healthy things, what's some of your favorite treats?
Ice cream, don't. Like, I like a lot of unhealthy things. Like, it's good. Like, I think they're yummy. But I'm not like, I like donuts, ice cream, ices. Oh, my mom buys me these popsicles. They're basically fruit.
Oh.
Like you have like the pops. It's pop. I think I know the recipe. Popsicle, the flavor juice, like pineapple juice, my favorite. I like the pineapple one the best. Pineapple juice, pop some pineapples in there, put it in a mold, please put the stick in, take it out. Yeah, it's like really healthy. It's not really healthy, but like.
It sounds pretty healthy.
It's mostly fruit, and it's so good.
Yeah, that sounds healthy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they put some sugar in it sometimes, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah, sometimes they don't.
That's good. If you had to open a restaurant and it could be Shirley's restaurant, what would you serve at Shirley's restaurant?
Everything. I would have sections.
Oh.
So like there's a section for pizza, a section for ice cream, a section like a dessert section, a barbecue section, a fast food section, pizza, french fries, burgers, chicken fingers.
Wow.
And then we would have a blue apron side, because part of growing up, my mom always makes me blue aprons.
Oh, I've heard those are great.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a blue. So for my childhood memories, I'm going to have a blue apron. And mama's going to be the chef of the blue apron thing, because she makes the best blue aprons.
All right. What other advice would you have for people? Let's imagine. So sometimes people who listen to me, they're really busy and they're really tired and they have a lot of things that they have to do and they just get exhausted and they think like, oh man, like I just want to quit and I just want to go to bed and I want to like, you know, stop taking care of myself and I'm just going to stop going to parties and I'm just going to be a dud. They just get tired. What would you say to somebody that was just really tired?
You don't have to be a dud. You can't go to parties that are in the middle of the night to 1 a.m. You have to have some self-control and you have to take care of your body.
That's a great advice. What's the best way that you take care of your body?
Having fun, being a kid, exercising, and eating healthy.
That's right. You know, that is basically when people come to me and say, I'm not healthy, I want to get healthy. That's basically what I tell them. And I tell them to be a kid. That's one of the reasons I have you on the podcast, because when we were kids, when I was your age, I didn't think about how long I had to play outside. I was just so excited to be done. I wanted to play outside and have fun.
Yeah.
And if more of us adults remembered to just go out and do the things that we're doing for fun,
yeah,
we'd be happier too.
Happy, don't worry, be happy.
Yes, exactly.
Just be happy.
Be happy or you're going to get slimed. Well, there you have it. Now you all can tell why I needed to have Shirley on my podcast, because it's a lot more fun with her on here. My podcasts are normally not this fun. So you made it fun. All right. Well, we're just going to finish. All right. Thanks, Shirley.
Adios, amigos.
There we go. That's perfect. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here. If you want to interact with me, go ahead and send me an email, Kristen@KristensmithOnline.com. Follow me on Instagram, The Kristen Experience, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. That's all I have for you today. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next time here on Destination Begin.